Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Sleep. S-L-E-E-P. Sleep is this hour's code word. Text SLEEP to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. Sleep is the code word. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Sleep is this hour's code word. Sleep.
I could use some of that.
Oh, God, I love sleep. Love it.
Our text number to write the show, comment, you know, send pictures, give us tips on stories,
oh,
whatever.
Sure. Right. Oh, my God, we love little tips.
800-400-3697. 510 says, I love the stupid stuff. Thanks.
Oh, we certainly have that.
We
spades.
Got plenty of that.
Plenty of it.
801 says, the baby style talk was so funny.
Oh, great. I'm glad people enjoyed it. It was absolute nonsense.
They're supposed to be cats. Is that what they're talking about?
The baby stuff?
The baby style talk. It was you guys talking as cats, wasn't it?
No. It was, no. That was us getting dressed up as Halloween costumes. The baby style was Jesus. How was Jesus going to carry? What kind of carrying style would Jesus use? Does he sling you over his back?
There's no baby style to talk about. It's piggyback.
It's not piggyback. Jesus doesn't say hop up.
Yeah.
No, he picks you up. He holds
you to his
heart.
He'd mess up his robe.
Heart.
His robe would come up in the back.
Right. He can't be having your robe hiked up.
Jesus booty.
Right. Agreed. Oh.
Is Grace here?
Grace is finally
here.
Poor Grace.
Grace. Happy birthday, Grace.
So we have an intern named Faith.
Here.
Who's great. They're on the A-team, by the way,
Grace and Chase. Yeah, awesome.
They do the Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And Faith this morning goes, oh, it's my mom's birthday, and she's coming in. And she raised me on Alice Radio, so best mom ever.
Awesome.
And then poor Grace is like stuck in traffic. Like, some kind of construction thing was happening.
Well, yeah, so San Francisco.
Stuck forever. And so I'm like, we were just sitting on the break going, she's going to be here for 1 minute.
I have some questions. Oh. Where'd you commute from?
Speak right in, though, Grace.
Santa Clara, California.
Oh,
in California. I see.
Yes, in California. Mm-hmm.
What time did you leave?
7.
Darn it. Well, she figured an hour, right?
7. Isn't that crazy?
Can you tell your mom?
Hey,
peak
how old
drive
are you?
Time, 7.
43.
Oh, I'm 43, too.
Oh, my God, you guys. Oh, are you single, Grace? Sorry, Hooman.
Hooman.
Because she's not single.
Oh,
you guys
right.
are both 43. I mean, you're
look
perfect.
At her hair. Fix
your hair. You don't want that. You're on camera right now.
Headphone hair.
You proud of your kid?
Super proud.
She's
of her.
So great.
She's doing a great job.
She's awesome.
Damn,
he's
a...
I want people to hear her.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry that you had such a miserable commute in this morning. Now you know what everyone's dealing with out there on the roads.
And... I see that.
Yeah, well, she's doing great. Happy birthday to you.
Thank
I hope you enjoy
so
the final 12 minutes of the show.
Right?
Poor thing. Feel so bad for her. And she's such a good mom. She raised her kid the right way. Yay. Raising up Generation Alice. I love it.
Wait. The names. So Grace and Faith.
Huh. Adorable,
it's
I know.
Pretty.
It's
cute.
Yeah. Do you have other kids, too?
We do.
And are they
what
named,
are
like,
names?
Hope and Charity?
No. Yeah. Well, we have Jared. But
oh, that's
when
boring.
When we thought it was going to be a girl, it was going to be... Middle name would have been Hope.
Oh.
And we also have Nathan, who's 9.
Oh. Nice.
Wow. Any more on the way?
None. No more.
3 is a lot. 3 is a good number.
But you didn't think to keep that going like Noah or Job?
No.
Yeah. Oh, Job.
No. You want to go biblical all the way?
Not at all.
Oh, wow.
510 has texted in. Let me see here. I worked in the nursery for Stanford Children's from 93 to 03. And of course of 10 years there was a jump in the number of multiples, twins and triplets.
Oh.
All the nurses would tell you that the increase was due to fertility drugs and IVF. So they're saying that's why. I don't know. People
do get defensive about having used IVF, though. Like, they don't want you to know. I think that people see it as a short falling on their part or something. You know? So people, I think, especially with twins who didn't use IVF, are like super defensive about it.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. I don't understand it, but that's fine.
Your feelings are valid.
My wife, right, we all get, you know, edged about different things.
Absolutely.
I don't like that surfer bit you do. I hate it. The one. You know the one.
Oh, I do know the one, bro.
My wife
I'm
and
very
I...
very sorry about it.
You know.
Hoopa.
My wife and I just had our second set of twins.
Oh, wow.
No IVF or fertility drugs. Wife wanted another baby, and I was scared we might have twins again. The ultimate I told you so moment at the ultrasound appointment.
Mm. So they have four kids?
Sounds like it.
That sounds fun.
Oh, my God. That sounds like an amazing thing.
Twins running that family.
I guess so. Twins just, I mean, I'm sure they're quite the blessing. Also, quite the nightmare.
We got sent, and it looks like they're citing TMZ as the source, but we got sent about the reason for the Ariana
this is
Pete
juicy.
Davidson breakup.
Yeah, so I was reading about that, and there's one source that someone said and said that that was, did you just read what it was?
No, go ahead.
Oh,
well,
go ahead.
I printed it out, and I don't have them. Unless I yell out for the girls to bring it.
They're saying that he sent intimate photos of himself and Ariana to her ex-boyfriend.
To Mac Miller.
To be like, you've got no chance.
Yeah, you guys are never going to get back together
I'm
again.
I'm with your girl. Wait, what was... Oh, no, that wouldn't have worked. That one thing that the dude wrote about Kanye's wife.
I hit it first.
He's hitting it second.
And then another source... told BuzzFeed, no, Pete Davidson didn't send intimate pictures with Ariana Grande to Mac Miller.
Well,
the incident was simply untrue.
I believe it totally. And I do think that the thing is, you know, she's been struggling so hard since Mac Miller's death. And if he really did send those pictures, then that could be why that dude committed. And even if it's not why he didn't really commit suicide, right? He OD'd.
Yes.
So he might have been driven further off the rails by that.
Mm-hmm.
And if I found out that someone had done that, and then this person that I cared deeply about had offed themselves because of it, oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy.
Well, that's a reason to break up, that's for sure.
So both parties, as far as Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande, none of their people will confirm nor deny.
Well, there's... That's something someone just sent us.
Yep.
We'll see.
That is juicy. People, believe me, the celebrity news world is digging right now.
415 says, thank you for the gift that is Scott. I laughed the whole time he was on.
Dude, he was on fire today. So great.
I could have done without the cabaret.
Oh, really? I loved the cabaret.
Well, I know you do.
510 says, I love how much Scott makes Vinny laugh.
It is cute.
415 says, you think I could get him?
Yes.
I think he's been in love with you since he met you. You should see what he's been texting me.
And even if he's not in love, I mean, Vinny would be like a notch on his belt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's into it.
Oh, that's nice to know.
He says...
It'd be a minus on yours, Vinny.
The question that you asked him off the air in there before we went
on
the air
with him. Yeah, it was dirty.
He said that. He goes, oh, that? He's maniacal. And then he said... He said a bunch of other stuff too, but he said,
"Oh, you can't even tell me."
No, it's dumb stuff because we might see each other this weekend. Then he said, "I really have to bring Vinny a big, raw, expensive piece of meat to make up for that meal he purchased."
Oh my gosh!
Don't bring me anything. It's
the
okay.
Conversation was so gnarly. Hooman had to leave the room.
Yeah, Hooman left. He was like, "Oh,
oh, you mean the one that
question that
Scott
you
well.
Asked Scott?" Yeah.
Vinny does have the questions.
I just photoshopped myself into a picture with Scott and saved myself $750. Yeah, but you could get two pictures
for $750.
With Scott for $750. Yeah.
Plus you get to actually touch him.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Stanford Mall is getting a Shake Shack.
Oh. Mm. Oh, there you are coming.
This feels like there was three locations when we read the original story a couple months back.
Yeah. I just didn't remember which, Shakey's, Shake Shack, Steak and Shake.
Shakey's is an old-time pizza place. Yes. It was right near my house, and it was where we would go to play video games and also, you know, occasionally eat pizza.
Mm.
And as little kids, you know, you'll eat pretty much anything that looks like a pizza. So,
pizza, yes.
Yeah, it was an option.
This is awful.
Right. So why do we keep prosecuting the oldest profession in the world? Why can't this be legalized? Massage parlors, strip clubs, whatever you call it, to cover up sex with.
Yeah, agreed.
It will continue. It's an opportunity for cities to generate revenue.
Sure, and for people to be safer and be able to get the things that they need. And for the women who are providing those services to be in safe environments, clean, safe, tested environments. I just, you know, whatever, though. We're Puritan society. That's the way it is. I shouldn't even ever bring it up because everyone's always like, oh, how could you? I'm like, well, porn. Those people are getting paid to have sex. How is that any different? Because there's a camera?
Right. We have it. We can call it by a different name. So then
I guess so.
Palatable.
I guess. I don't know. I think people should be allowed to do what they want to do. And I think it would be a lot safer for them to do that if it was legal and these people had some kind of protections.
925 says, at 40-something, I thought I had all that. Mm. Beautiful kids, a nice house with a pool. And then I caught my husband cheating.
Aww. Aww.
Now I'm single in my 50s. Right. The worries are back.
Dang. Oh, that sucks.
Turco.
Where's my
God,
hat?
That suck.
Where's your hat? Right here.
Game over, man.
Did you bring it to Mexico like I asked you to?
I did not.
I did not.
I'm just joking about the men suck. Women suck, too. We all suck.
Yeah,
we're all sucky people.
Suck.
People suck.
Yeah, women.
Can't win for losing. Game over, man. Women loves that.
Yeah, I know.
925 says, I'm sitting in my car right now at Pleasant Hill BART, parked a full hour before I need to get on the train. Same every day.
Yeah. Because otherwise you're not going to get a spot.
Listen to this. All right. Here's a hack for you.
Okay.
This person just gave up their secret.
Oh, I read this one. I like it. Yeah.
925 says, good morning. If I miss my normal train, I'll take a train to go back a stop to make sure I get a seat on the next one.
Oh.
It's genius.
That is genius.
You go back farther.
Right, go back one, hop on,
boom.
Go.
Too bad you can't just start from the very beginning.
Well, I mean,
and then hopefully get a seat.
If you've got the schedule in front of you, you can go back as far as you need to.
Yeah.
Wow, that's something.
Someone says the third location is the Marina.
Hey! Oh, Marina. You're going to get a steak and shake
the best
shack.
Part of
415 says, oh, like the Marina people need the money.
Well, the lady working at the Safeway does. Isn't that the rumor now that it was an employee?
It was an employee.
Get her!
No, it's a man.
Oh, oh, get him!
And someone had said he's a very nice man, very hardworking. I guess he showed up to work today and people were taking pictures with him.
Oh.
He went to work?
I guess. That's what the rep was saying on the news.
Well, do you quit your job?
Didn't interview him. I never saw him.
He quits his job.
It's only $1.9 million. And then we think after, if you get lump sum in taxes, it's $500,000. Plus, he hasn't gotten it yet. You know, you got to wait till you.
All right.
That's a sure thing. I think he keeps showing up.
What do you mean?
His job.
You got the ticket. It's a sure thing.
Just make sure.
Maybe he likes
his
job.
He's going to keep bagging groceries. No problem.
I didn't hate working grocery, but and believe me, a lot of the people I worked grocery with when I was a kid hated it.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things for sure is it is Groundhog Day. You are. Mm-hmm. It is the same day.
I am
living this right.
Same day tomorrow.
Right.
Nothing new. That's why I like this job, because it's like you just never know what's
different
the hell's
every
happen.
Single day.
Yeah. 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 In the shallow.
Me and Bestie got Secret Show tickets yesterday, and we are so excited.
We're excited too. That's 2 weeks from today, our Halloween Secret Show.
Secret Show is our only party on Halloween, and we love that we get to keep our tradition going.
Oh, so they've been in the past. Well, don't forget your costume. Mm-hmm. Got a squaw and alpine tickets. It's like a three nights stay.
Yeah,
days
you know what? I might have to get the description for all the stuff from Rebecca.
It's a good prize. And that's just the first prize. There were great runner-up prizes, too.
I gave you guys some test questions.
Yes, for interviews.
Big-time interview questions people often blow. One of them was, who's the worst boss you ever had? Or something like that. 925 says, well, Mr. Interviewer, the worst boss I ever had an affair with and is living with my now ex-husband.
Oh,
wow.
Where's my hat?
That is a sucky boss. Ooh. Simmer on that for a while.
Yeah, that one's rough.
Imagine that. If you'd just never gotten that job, maybe you still have your husband.
He was going to cheat somewhere.
You never know.
Once a cheater.
Always a cheater.
Hey, Vinny. For someone who doesn't even sing on their own morning show, you sure criticize a lot.
Who did you criticize?
I don't think I criticize anybody. And I sing on this show all the time.
He criticized Bradley Cooper.
Oh, right.
He did.
He sure did.
Hey, I sang a song to some lady for you and gave it my all.
You did.
I mean, everything I had.
Well, you got that ready, huh?
That's all I have, though.
I sang hard for you, buddy.
Hard. You're the best.
And then that girl just dumped us. Never even called us back.
I know.
These things happen.
So we sang her a new song every day, I think, for like a week.
Yeah.
That was a waste of time.
We definitely did get out of hand,
that's for sure.
Yeah, it was.
Sarah and Vinny Show, ruining relationships all around the Bay Area.
$500,000 in San Francisco. Yay, we can pay rent for another year.
All right.
Yeah. Still, $500,000 more than you had yesterday.
707 says, I'm 23 and I am so bleeping stressed in my life.
Ugh.
The idea of aging terrifies me, but if it means that by 45 I'll be good, then I'm okay with it.
Don't be terrified by getting it old, because it's just waste any time on it? Yeah, you're going to get old. That's all there is to it. You have all the time in the world. You're 20 freaking three.
Yeah, you should be worried about like where your next trip is going to be and, you know, the next party on the weekend.
Yeah, Hooman.
Don't worry about aging.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's going to happen. Just let it go. Just accept it.
That's one of the guarantees. You can't get out of that one.
And it's not as bad as you think either. I got to say, I had no idea.
You don't worry about anything. Worry about dating the wrong person, marrying the wrong person.
Yeah.
That's something to worry about.
Worry about gonorrhea. It's a super bug now.
Yeah.
Yeah, worry about that.
And don't do like crazy hookups on the dating apps.
Why? What?
Yeah, don't do it.
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
Don't let Jesus carry you on the beach, baby style.
Why not?
That is how you should
carry jump
everybody.
On piggyback, okay?
You want to be able to look up into Jesus' face.
Touch
his beard and stuff.
Thank you, Jesus.
Does Jesus have a beard in the scenario?
Did you just stroke his beard?
I did.
You look up and you're
too weird.
No one knows what Jesus looked like. What are you talking about?
I've seen a million pictures of Jesus.
I know, but it depends on whatever the ethnicity of the church is.
Well, I don't know, church, stupid Jesus Catholic black. Church.
Yeah, well, black Jesus has a beard, too.
My Jesus was never Mexican.
Oh, you never had a Mexican Jesus?
Jesus?
Oh, my God. Go to a church that's prominently Latino. It's Mexican Jesus everywhere.
Well, I don't want to. Jesus is who you need him to be.
I'm a recruiter at a tech giant in the valley, and you'd be shocked by how many people tank those basic questions. Prepare, people.
How do you prepare for some of those questions?
Well, you're ready to say something about the worst boss, or you're ready to say three words about yourself.
I'm amazing.
Tenacious. I'm tenacious. And hold on. I mean, that's just be ready with three words.
So I, when I was young, it was my dream to work at Nordstrom's. I know, stupid, right? Anyway,
you never got the job.
Which department?
I don't know, probably like men's shoes or something like that.
I can't remember.
Shoot high.
Your dream.
You know what my dream was? It was really to play piano at Nordstrom's. I thought that was super cool because I was hung out at Hillsdale Mall
every weekend.
I mean, not really. But anyway, I was just
sit
there.
So you took lessons?
Might be a prerequisite.
Yeah, I took some lessons. Anyway, I remember taking the test at Nordstrom's.
It was a written test.
Oh.
And like essays?
Multiple choice or like fill in the blank. And I remember one of the questions is like, if one of your coworkers is having a tough time and needs to steal 50 cents out of the cash register every week, would you report them? And I'm like, absolutely not.
Well, that's why you didn't get the job.
I know. Yeah. But I mean, I was answering them truthfully. Like, who would?
Well, you can't let someone steal every day.
No, once a week.
Or
50
once a
cents.
Week, whatever. No, it's still stealing.
You would report them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't,
it.
But I on the
I'd be like, hey,
on the
questionnaire,
paper, you would.
And then maybe you even tell the person, listen, I don't want to report you, so don't steal crap right in front of me.
Yeah. If you're going to steal stuff, do it on, you know, when my back is turned. I don't want to know that.
Do me that
favor.
Is it
coming out of my till, though?
Right.
Am I going to be short?
That's the thing, because you have to count up. Remember that? You used to have to cash out at the end of the night and, like, you know.
I don't know if Nordstrom's does those written tests anymore. But that's
well, if they do, the correct answer on that is yes, I would turn them in. No matter what you'd really do, you'd give them the answer they want. Dig dummy.
You knew the
right
answer.
The guy's like going broke. He's got two kids, mortgage. He needs
an extra
50
cents. Well,
then
he needs a better job.
Yeah.
Or a second job.
Or birth control.
I don't want to be a rat. I know, right?
50 cents a day ain't going to do it.
I don't want to be a rat.
Right. Of course, maybe it was the 70s when you interviewed for that job.
Hey, I'm not that old.
Yeah, you are.
Pretty old. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll be back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fun show today. I feel so bad for our intern Faith's mom who got here 20 minutes ago.
Well, she said she heard most of it.
Oh, well, she was sitting in her car.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
I know. It took her 2 hours and 15 minutes to get here.
And then she got to watch the last, you know, us do some emails.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Well, maybe Faith can take her out to breakfast.
Oh, that would be great. Oh, they should go to Grumpy's. That place is a delight.
Oh.
I was thinking of someplace else.
Yeah.
But okay.
What's that one place we've been going to?
The grilled cheese place?
Oh, homegrown. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or the plant's place. Always good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm. Yeah. But the homegrown is open right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
we'll
what she should do.
We'll shove them in that direction.
Yeah. Push them out of the way.
I got to talking to. I love the interns. I love that they're back, and I like to talk to them. And I got to talking to one of them about what she, some things she has. You were sitting right there.
Chase, yeah.
Well, I wasn't gonna say because I was like, I don't think you've thought much about this. I don't know. It's interesting. It's cool that we have a chance to mentor them a little, and I think you guys, you two in particular, for those girls, would be great role models because as you know, she's like, well, yeah, I want to be a mom and a reporter, a worldwide reporter. And I was like, those two things are so diametrically opposed.
You can do it all, girls. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to Vinny.
Okay.
Yeah, there's plenty of national reporters that
have
are
families.
Moms.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tough stuff.
You just got to get a guy to stay at home for you. No problem.
You got
to
get a John, Chase.
Yeah, you need a John. Do whatever I want.
Anyway, yeah, the travel for that would be tough.
Yeah.
In the early days.
Sure.
She wasn't talking about nationals. She was talking about international.
She wants to go everywhere. Well, do it while you're young.
Right.
You know.
Well, and then settle down, I'm sure it's fine to bring a two-year-old to Beirut or wherever the story might
leave
be.
Leave them at the border. They'll be fine.
Right.
They have those
you
camps,
stay here.
Right?
It's too dangerous in here for you. Yeah.
Here's your binky, and here's the iPad. Mommy, you'll be back in 5 hours.
Right.
Probably.
Or 5 weeks.
Right.
One of those. Don't worry, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right, tonight, Survivor.
Yeah.
What? Have a great day, and we will see you on Thursday. Keep it here on Alice all day long.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.